Blog Talk Radio.
Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. And
thank you all so much for tuning in on
today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. He will also be standing in today on behalf of Brother Ben Griffin, who is currently on a flight to Texas, so please keep him in your prayers that he has safe travel. Brother Bradshaw has done this on numerous occasions, so I don't need to give him a long introduction, but I do ask that you stop whatever it is you are doing, you find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere. Okay. I already know you were expecting to hear Brother Griffin this morning, but I'm taking his place today. And of course, he's in our prayers today as he's traveling by air in his particular destination. And so we just welcome each one of you to the program today on December 2021, and this is the ninth already, and the holiday season is rapidly approaching us today. And Brother Ben Griffin always do a marvelous job, not on the Old Testament as well as the New Testament and the examples that he give us to think about during the course of the day and during the course of the weekend. So we do appreciate his participation in this program for a pretty good while now on our program. And this is the season for giving. At least that's what we say around Christmas time. We ought to be doing that all of the time. But this is the season to be jolly, fa la 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 la. And this is also the time of season that we give. We give gifts and we give different kinds of things. And I just want to mention a couple of things about Brother Ben Griffin. He is so modest he won't even bring it up, but I want to bring it up myself this morning since I have this opportunity. This would be a grand opportunity for you to give some of the books that he has written. He is an author, and I got four books in front of me right now. He started on his fifth book, which is about evangelism. It'll be coming out pretty soon. But I want you to get these books and give them as gifts. Keep them for yourself. This first book is Christian Living in the World, but Not of the World. It's by Benjamin A. Griffin. And you can go on Amazon and you can pick this book up, Christian Living in the World, but Not of the World. And this is a great study book. I have used many, many lessons out of that book, Christian Living. The second book is called Leadership in the World's Greatest Business, the Church, Benjamin A. Griffin. Leadership in the World's Greatest Business, the Church. That's the second book that I want you to get and give as a Christmas gift. Give it as a spiritual gift, as a Christian gift. Forget about Christmas. Give it as a Christian gift. And then the third book is Shall We Stand Still or Shall We Move Forward? Oh, a great book. Shall We Stand Still or Shall We Move Forward? That's the topic of that particular book. You need to get it. You need to get it. And then, of course, the last book that he wrote was Torn, T-O-R-N, T-O-R-N, Should I Stay or Should I Leave the Ministry? And, of course, this is probably centered around more ministries or ministers making a decision to do what they're going to do. And then, as I said before, the last book, at least one of the books that's in the working right now and probably already at the printer, and you can get these books on Amazon. It has something to do with evangelism. And so let's support Brother Ben Griffin as he not only presents these wonderful lessons every Thursday morning, but also a great gospel preacher in Florida. They have a school down there, some kind of grade school down there that seem to be doing real well, plus his church. And so he's doing a fantastic job. And we do thank Brother Griffin for everything that he is doing. And we pray a safe travel as he goes to and from his destination today. So this time of season, what's all the fuss about? Well, one of the things I noticed the fuss is about, of course, we celebrate Christmas. And if you don't believe in Christmas trees and all that kind of stuff, then don't come over to my house. That's we do celebrate the. You can't hardly get around it. It's going to be here. You can't jump from 24th to 26th to 25th. It's right in your face. You got to go through that particular day. But what's all the fuss about? One of the things I noticed about the Bible, there's a fine thread that goes throughout the Bible from Genesis to the book of Revelation. And one of the things that God wanted to make sure that happened was that they kept passing down what the fathers had been said and what the grandfathers and everything. And we've not done that. We have really not done that in our own with our own people. Some of our children don't know nothing about our families, about our relatives, about our grandmamas, grandpas, what they used to do, where they used to live, how they survived the past. Some of our kids, and I'm talking about kids that's already in their 40s and 50s and everything. They just don't know nothing about the past because we're too afraid to bring it up for some reason. But that's what God said to his people. He says, when your children ask you this question, matter of fact, he was asking about them stones that they put in the river. And he said, when they ask you this question, this is the answer that you give them. And so I'm encouraging you during the holiday season when you get together with family and everything, sort of bring up a few things that your people used to do and all that. They're not even used to some words. They're not even used to some words that we used to use, like the word I reckon or much obliged. Sometimes I throw some of them words out to some of our young people. They look at you cross-eyed like, what kind of word is that? But that's what we used to. Most of my kids today cannot write cursive. They only write in square blocks. I know I'm always in a situation where I'm able to see them write, and they can print, but they cannot write cursive. That, and I know some people who just do a beautiful job of writing that. So come on, let's help our children out by telling them some of the things about our families. Well, that's what God was doing. From the time that Jesus had been predicted, basically, a child would be born. Then when Matthew chapter 2 came around, Matthew chapter 2 and verse number 1 finally came around, what was all the racket and all the noise about? It was about Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. Now keep in mind that Jesus wasn't the only baby born in Jerusalem and in the world at the time. The babies was born all the time, cute little fellas. And everybody rejoiced and everything when they came in, just like all the other families would do when a baby is born. But on this particular day, a sort of a special child was born that would take away our sins. But what was all the ruckus about? All the ruckus was about that Jesus had some enemies. Everyone didn't feel the same way about Jesus as we do. As a matter of fact, we have several people today who don't believe the same way about Jesus as we do. They believe in God. They believe in a higher power. They believe in something. They believe in something. But there's still some people who are on the edge who do not believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the Living God. But the Bible says that at the end of the world, that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And so your time is coming. But everybody didn't feel the same way about Jesus, and they just don't feel the same way about him today. Jesus had enemies from the time that he was born, from his birth, until the time that he died. Can you even fathom that? Herod, in Matthew 2 and verse number 13, he thought that Jesus came into the world to steal his kingdom, to take over, to reign on the face of the earth. And so he told his wise man, he says, now when you go find him, he says, you go find him and then you come and tell me where he is so I can go and worship him. But that was probably one of the biggest lies that ever was told. He did not want to worship him. He wanted to find him so that he could kill him. But when they found him, the Bible says that they went back another way. They didn't go back the way that Herod, the way of Herod. And it was more than a year or two before Herod even found out that they had found the child. And so about this time, Jesus is almost 3 years old. And their mother and their father, when they left, they had to flee and go in an opposite direction. And then that's when Herod decided he was going to try to find and kill Jesus. So he wanted all males from age 1 to age 3 to be killed because he knew that Jesus would be in that bunch some way and somehow. But like Moses, Jesus survived that whole situation. And so he had a lonely birth. And without supernatural insight, one would never suspect that the child that was born in the manger could be that who could redeem not only Israel, but redeem the world and came into the world to save us from our sins. That you just could not fathom that little baby was going to die on the cross and save us from our sins. And so Matthew chapter 2 and verse and chapter 1 through 20 is going to be one of the most read verses in the Bible during the course of December, when he says, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, about the birth of Jesus." It's going to be one of the most famous, passage of scripture read. He was misunderstood by his own people. They thought that Jesus should be more selected with his associates. And, you know, there was many times when his disciples saw him talking to some people that they didn't think that he should be talking to. And then not only that, but his friends and his kinsmen, they misunderstood him. The disciples misunderstood the very nature of the kingdom. They really didn't get the full balance of why he was going to be on the face of earth. In John 18 and verse 36, he said, "My kingdom is not of this world, but now is my kingdom not from hence." They thought that the kingdom would be set up on the face of the earth. But see, that's what we need. We need somebody. We've had some people to go from here up into the sky. We've had some people to go from here up to another level. We have some people, but they always keep bringing you back. We need somebody who can take us from earth to glory forever and forever, where we will never return to this earth. That's what we need. And that need and that person is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Jesus loved you. He died for you. And I know that he's coming again. Father, we ask special blessing this morning upon Brother Ben Griffin as he travels to and fro. Bless his family as he may be away from them. Continue to bless each person on this call as we go through this holiday season. May we all come on the other side of this thing, safety. May we all come on this other side of safety and be able to go into 2022. Jesus loved you. He died for you, and he's coming again. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ rest, rule by with us now and forevermore. Let us all say amen and have a super duper week.